This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us, of course, and bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll find out exactly what a paper terrorism charge involves, because apparently one man who calls himself a Freeman on the land in Canada is being hit with those charges. And, Daryl, you've got that story. That's on the way here tonight with you in studio. I'm Ian.
I'm Vincent.
And this is Daryl.
And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, if we get the chance, a story about people quitting social media. Young people are saying they're doing it, and it's making them happier.
Woo!
Yeah, so we'll go first, though, to Jeff, who is on the line in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do you guys have an ordained minister there?
Yes.
Because that way we can settle this problem between Ralph and Sarah. He did say he was a single man one day. I heard you guys.
Thank you for the memory. See, I don't retain all those details about our callers.
Are you proposing that after they have their dial-a-date that was proposed by Ricky, we just go ahead and do the wedding ceremony?
No, Ricky didn't propose the dial-a-date. It was the caller after that.
Oh, okay.
It was Rusty.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Also you're getting Rusty on your Ricky's.
And ends with a Y.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead, Jeff. So what's the proposal?
Well, yeah, if you guys had you got a proposal now, and then if you guys have an ordained minister, you know, we got the two people there, so you could just figure out the logistics of it and settle this whole matter.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Having a wedding ceremony on the radio.
Ralph and, yeah, just officiated from the radio.
That would be really weird, and I would think that I would think that a minister would want to know that the people actually, you know each other before they do some sort of a wedding. And I, as one of the ordained ministers on the show here, I personally wouldn't feel comfortable doing something like that. I don't know about you, Daryl.
Yeah, I would not.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Jeff. Anything else you want to share
tonight?
That's
okay. You could do some counseling, you know, and just see how things go, how far along things go with it.
Yeah, I'm sure both of those people want to hear us counsel them on something. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's have a pair of single guys give couples counseling on the radio.
Right, let's go to Parker. You're on Free Talk Live, calling via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey guys, so I found this. You guys are familiar with Patrick Henry's "Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death" speech, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I have updated it so that, like, it's pretty much exactly the same with some differences, and I'll cue you in on those right now.
How long is this speech?
Depends on how fast one
is. Just tell us what the differences are. Don't read the entire speech.
By making some subtle changes, I was able to make it from a statist call to arms to a voluntarist call to arms. Patrick Henry makes a lot of references to, the nation or the country or whatever, which, theoretically speaking, is fine, so long as he's not referring to the states or government.
Speech.
Yeah, it is a.
So let me toss out this idea, Parker. Do you have a video camera?
Well, I have one on my computer.
Okay, that counts as a camera. Mm-hmm. And you have some way of recording things?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I would suggest is sit down and make a YouTube video of yourself reading this and
there
then put it up on YouTube and create a Reddit account, because the front page of Free Talk Live is Reddit integrated. And so then you could post it on the subreddit and then everybody could watch it at their convenience.
That's a great idea. But I guess I'm curious. You said it's a call to arms. So are you calling for violence?
No.
Are you saying people should arm themselves in expectation that war is coming?
Let me read you the last little part of like the main body of Patrick Henry's speech. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolable those inestimable rights for which we have been so long contending, if we mean to basically to abandon the notion or the noble struggle in which we have so long engaged, and which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight. I repeat it, sir. We must fight.
Sounds like a call to arms to me. It sounds like you're calling for violence.
Ian outs himself as an FBI honeypot for the callers.
not me, but it does sound like a call to violence. I mean, that is what you're saying.
Well, not a call to violence, but a call to arms to defend ourselves. That's what it is. Because remember, the British were already in the field. They were already on the march. They were already in Lexington and Concord, what would you call that?
I just have to ask, are you assembling shelving while you're on this call? Because I keep hearing clanging in the background.
Oh, yeah. My dad opened up and closed the dishwasher. He's in the same room as me.
But, I mean, are you saying that it's time? See, this is one of the things that a lot of libertarians will do is they'll rattle the saber, so to speak. And, Vincent, you mentioned Chris Cantwell earlier. He's one of the guys who's done this. I've done this in the past, the old version of me. When I first moved to New Hampshire, I was pretty angry, and I was ready to, you know, see some government agents get killed. That's what I was about back then, but then I kind of found peace and changed my perspective on things. I mean, if what you're saying is here is that, you know, people need to resist with violence, is that what you're saying, Parker?
Not necessarily. I believe that we need to...
So by fight, you don't mean actually fight. You just mean...
Like how Alex Jones says, drop info bombs in the info war, kind of like that. Like fighting by using your rights and going to, you know, meetings and using your vote like that.
Well, in a way. But we need to determine where is that line in the sand where we're going to...
The old line in the sand. Yes, indeed. So where is the line in the sand?
I honestly have no idea. Okay. I'm trying to figure that out every day.
I gotcha. I mean, I can understand why people are frustrated. I can understand why someone would want to draw a line in the sand. But the thing that you will find is that everyone's line is different. And so wherever it is that your line is not going to be where other people's lines are. And so you may
be... And then the way people respond to someone crossing the line is going to be different. So, for instance... one of my heroes, and we will never know this guy's name, but everybody knows him as Tank Man. He saw a line has been crossed.
Yep.
He decided to stand in front of the tanks that were crossing the line.
Alone.
So you could, you know, you see the Bearcats coming down the streets as, you know, they're starting to go door to door on people. You can stand in front of the Bearcat.
Yep.
So that's a way to, you know, stand up and, you know, do something to, you know, like this metaphorical call to arms to try to stop them. Or
But would you do it alone? Because, you know, there are probably plenty of people who have had similar opportunities to Tank Man, who felt as strongly or nearly as strongly as Tank Man, but who, because they would have been the only person standing in front of the tank or the Humvee or whatever it is we're talking about, the marching troops, they didn't do it. So that's why Tank Man is so special, because he's the unique character who had the courage to go out there and do that and stand and face down a tank all by himself.
I like to think that I would, but, you know, there's a lot of people that they think that they will respond in a certain way, but it's one of those things that you never really know until the situation presents itself.
Patrick, thank you for the call, Parker. I appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk a little bit more about the line in the sand and, you know, what people could or should do. You can, of course, share your thoughts where is the line for you, and what will you do if the line is crossed, or was it crossed a long time ago? And if so, what are you waiting for? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and you can also call us on Skype, which is what Parker did. Skype username is lrn.fm.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
By the way, if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your Google or Apple app stores. There's no wallet quite like it. It's got Bitcoin, Ether, and Dash, and coming soon, more currencies are on the horizon for you to easily be able to change from one to the other, send and receive, and save, of course. There's a shapeshift integration in Jax, which allows you to easily change between currencies to shift between one and another. So if you've got Bitcoin and you want to turn some of that Bitcoin into, let's say, Ether or Dash or vice versa, you can do that easily with the Jax wallet. JAXX.io is created by Anthony DiOrio, who is Chief Digital Officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's easy to back up your wallet. I highly recommend you do that and recover your funds if necessary. So if you lose your phone, if you've got the backup, not a problem. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jax.io. Plus, it's cross-platform. So, for instance, I've got the Windows wallet on the studio machine here. There's a Linux version. There's a Mac version. And then in addition to the Android and iOS versions. So plenty of ways for you to get Jax, all of them free. JAXX.io. As we continue here, we have Parker on the line who was telling us that he had retooled the old Patrick Henry speech, the give me liberty or give me death, that infamous speech. And, you know, of course, it led me to ask the inevitable question of, well, I mean, are you saying it's time for a violent revolution? And Parker, you know, backed away from that. He was saying he wasn't saying that. But ultimately, that is kind of what.
But even the people that will say, you know, every time a police officer turns on their lights, they're threatening your life. And so, therefore, it's okay to shoot them. None of those people will actually wind up going through with what they're saying is okay, because they all say, well, it's not prudent right now. Or, you know, they'll come up with some kind of justification for why they don't do it now, but it's perfectly okay and people should do it, but I'm not going to do it
reasons. They want other people to fulfill their violent fantasies for them. Some people will even make movies about their violent fantasies against, you know, the police state. Now, look, I don't like the police state, okay? And I have stood in front of a police car in protest, so, like, I've done that.
Right.
You know? I didn't do it alone. I was willing to do it alone, but luckily I had some friends with me who were willing to join me. And
the police car was also parked, so it's not like it was, you know, heading down the highway at 60 miles an hour and you just jump in front of it.
This is true. But it was going to start moving at some point because they were going to load my friend Heike into the car who was being arrested for having an open container of alcohol in Central Square here in Keene, New Hampshire. So, you know, I fully support people standing up for themselves and refusing to obey and, you know, sort of throwing themselves into the gears of the state. But I support doing it peacefully.
Right.
So Tank Man is memorable because he was peaceful. If Tank Man had gone out and tossed a grenade into to the tank and then ultimately was shot to death right there, it never would have made the same impact. The reason
right.
why he's an icon is because of that, you know, those classic photos of him just standing there with his briefcase in front of this humongous tank and nothing happening, you know, in that moment.
Right.
Now, what happened to him afterwards, I don't think that story is real clear.
Right, and I don't think the Chinese government will ever let people know
that.
What actually happened, because there is speculation that the people that came and grabbed him mm-hmm. were actually his friends and not
Could
the
be.
Chinese government. So he's either hiding away, if he's still alive almost mm-hmm. 20 years later, or no, it would be...
Was it 89?
Yeah,
it
was
right, it would be close to 30 years
yeah.
later. So he's either hiding away with, you know, friends keeping him safe, or he's locked up or was executed secretly, and, you know, in either case, nobody is ever really going to know.
Well, you're probably right about that. But it does bring up that discussion of what Parker was saying about the line in the sand. Where are you drawing that line in the sand? Well, the thing is, if somebody draws a so-called line in the sand, frequently they won't actually do anything when the line is crossed. That's one thing. But secondly, even if they're willing to do something...
No, they'll do something. They'll draw another line.
Yeah. Right. Even if they will do something or are willing to do something, if other people aren't willing to do the same thing with them, then, you know, most people are going to chicken out at that point. So you need to have some sort of sense of, I guess, camaraderie. There needs to be some amount of people who've come together on the same wavelength, the same viewpoint, with the same idea, who are willing to execute it in a similar amount of time. And that, you know, gets complicated, having people, you know, having to coordinate certain, you know, actions, whether it be some kind of civil disobedience or actual armed violent revolution. The more violence and risk involved, the less or the fewer and fewer people who would be willing to be involved in that. So, you know, that's one of the reasons. Well, first of all, one of the reasons why violence is not a solution is because the state's really good at that. Like, they know how to handle violent people.
Yes.
And they're trained for that, and that's what they're expecting.
The governments are not, you know, efficient at many things except for killing people.
Correct. And even if they're not efficient at it, they've still got way more money and guns, and they'll throw as many,
yes,
you know, dollars and guns at a problem and make it, for the most part, go away. So it's, you know, it's impractical, number one, but also, in my opinion, there's also the moral argument against it, and that, you know, that gets a little more esoteric, like, you know, we're all connected, everybody is one, and by killing, you know, these people, you're essentially just killing yourself. So, I mean, there's sort of like a pacifist argument against it. But just from a practical standpoint, it's going to result in you getting dead.
Right.
And further, even if you can successfully accomplish whatever violent attack, let's say you go take out a police substation or something like that, well, you know, you're not going to take out the entirety of the state police in one fell swoop. So they're going to come and they're going to find you or whoever it was that assisted you with it. And you're likely going to end up dying in some sort of, you know, hail of gunfire or, you know, bombing or whatever it is they decide to use to take you out.
But there's a lot of people that have watched Red Dawn. And
yes,
they think, well, if I just have like five people, then we can do these strategic things. Uh-huh. And, you know, Wolverines!
Yeah.
And then we wind up winning.
Well, take Oklahoma City bombing, for example. So the official story was you had Tim McVeigh, his line in the sand, I believe was Ruby Ridge or Waco, you know, one of the two. And he got together with, I think, a few other guys. You know, this is just the official story on from the government. Got together with a few guys. He was inspired by the Turner Diaries. And, you know, somehow he got enough fertilizer to blow up, you know, an FBI building. And he got caught. I think he got executed, and it set back the militia.
Yes, he waived all of his appeals.
Yeah, that was a weird thing.
And he wound up, you know, getting executed, I think it was 5 years later. And so it still took a period of time after he said, I'm not appealing.
And it discredited the militia movement. It set the militia movement back.
Right, and that's another point, is that even if you are successful in taking out whatever target you've decided to take out, afterwards they'll, you know, say, oh, this person was a listener of Chris Cantwell or Free Talk Live or was a libertarian or whatever it was, and then they'll use that to put a black mark against whatever part of the movement you happen to be. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But if you want to tell us what your line in the sand is and your plans, we'd love to hear it.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, and that is where we'll be going shortly. But you can take control of the airwaves, and if you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the Amazon of your choice. There's Amazon US, Canada, and UK. You go to the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done. Get whatever it is you're looking for at a great price, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of Amazon's profits, which normally they would just go ahead and keep for themselves. So, you know, you might as well take a moment and go through that link because it helps us out and you get the same great deals that you're used to getting. So, again, the link is shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Tim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call here. Sure. I appreciate it. Now, I wanted to chime in basically. You were talking about, Tank Man, as you said. When you said Tank Man at first, I was thinking of the guy that had commandeered the tank from the National Guard and was driving it around San Diego smashing motorhomes and whatnot. Then he realized,
oh,
no, you're talking about somebody else. Talking about the guy that stood in front of the tank in 1989, Tiananmen Square.
And there was also the guy in, Vermont that had the tank. I think he homemade something out of like
killdozer.
A John Deere, right?
Yeah, the killdozer, yeah.
And wait, ran over.
I just ran over a bunch of police cars.
Right, the guy with the killdozer ran over police cars.
No, that wasn't killdozer. Killdozer was in like North Dakota or someplace else. It was in the Midwest.
I thought killdozer was Vermont.
No, you should check that one because the Vermont thing was recent. Vermont happened like 3 years ago or something like that, and that was just a dude with some construction equipment who ran over some like sheriff's cruisers. Not nearly the same thing. The Killdozer was a dude who went around and tore the hell out of multiple town buildings and ultimately ended up getting shot by the police.
He got stuck, and I think he committed suicide, but the National Guard brought in, like, artillery because he really, like, reinforced
the
thing of concrete.
He took a lot of time to like, basically make a tank out of a bulldozer. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Tim.
Well, what I was going to say is that when you're saying Killdozer, it kind of made me think of, you know, some sort of name for a stupid B movie or something like that, or, you know, horror movie or whatever. But I know that's obviously not that. And it probably wasn't really funny at the time. But at the same time, the guy in Tiananmen Square, the man that stood in front of the tank, they actually ran over him. There was an unedited film that's not available, I guess, anymore, but it was on the internet for a while, where he kept standing in front of the tank until they finally just ran over the top of him. They just
blinded him. That is the first time I've ever heard that claim.
Well, like I say, the film, the unedited film was on the internet for a while. I never saw it myself, but I heard about it.
Okay, if you haven't seen it yourself, then that's the worst kind of hearsay, dude.
Oh, okay, well, at the same time, I mean...
Yeah, hearing a rumor that some video exists is no good.
Like, it was in the suggested videos for Alien Autopsy, I think, too, right?
I did a search for Tank Man Run Over, and apparently there's a website called MandelaEffect.com.
Sounds crazy already.
And one of the things are people that remember seeing Tank Man get run over.
Oh, this is what we were talking about with, like, the Berenstain Bears book, right?
Yeah.
Where people think...
And people Nelson think Mandela, you know, some people think, I thought he died.
Right.
Well, I remember hearing about, actually, you're talking about Nelson Mandela. I remember actually hearing a news report that he had been killed in a South African prison, or had died in a South African prison. And however it was that he died anyway. And then something like a week or 2 weeks later or something, and then there he is. He's still alive, somehow. I mean,
yeah, I don't think that's exactly the same thing as the Mandela effect.
No, the Mandela effect is when people misremember historical events,
right,
or misremember geography.
Well, what I'm saying is that there were actual reports of his having died.
Sure, it's not uncommon.
It wasn't that it wasn't supposition. Someone reported it. I think it was actually, CBS and ABC, and it's not
unheard of for a news agency to get a bad tip or, you know, not follow up on something appropriately and then misreport. I mean, we've seen news media cite the Onion as a source for news, which is
funny,
a satirical website. Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. By the way, I did pull up Marvin John Heemeyer. He was the American welder and automobile muffler repair shop owner, most known for his rampage with a modified bulldozer. Outraged over the outcome of a zoning dispute, he armored a Komatsu D-35A bulldozer with layers of steel and concrete, then used it on June 4th, 2004, that's 12 years ago, to demolish the town hall, the former mayor's house, and other buildings in Granby, Colorado. Okay, so not North Dakota, Colorado. The rampage ended when the bulldozer got stuck in the basement of a Gamby store he was in the process of destroying. Heemeyer then killed himself with a handgun. Whereas the guy who got, I think he was talking about the San Diego tank driving guy, I think he ended up getting stuck on like a median and the cops came and got rid of him.
And then the guy in Vermont was upset over some marijuana law situation, I believe.
I forget what that one was. I think he'd gotten convicted of some BS law like that and just ran over a bunch of cop cars.
Yeah, headline, because I was trying to find it. Vermont man uses tractor to flatten 8 police cars after marijuana arrest.
It's funny, too, because that one will just keep popping up on social media as though it's like a fresh story or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a few years old.
Happened back in 2012.
So, by the way, since we were talking about people crossing a line and, you know, using violence as a response to frustrations with government, I think the Killdozer guy is a perfect example of this. I mean, this guy went and destroyed the former mayor's house. He demolished the town hall. There was some dude here, I think in Troy, New Hampshire, who took a bulldozer to the front of the police station in town and just ripped off the front of the police station there. And you know, my point here is that, look, this you know, this guy is not a hero, Heemeyer. He's not, you know, he didn't shut down the town of Granby, Colorado. You know, did they decide to just not rebuild town hall after he went through and tore it up with a bulldozer? No, of course not. Granby is still there. It has a you know, population of about 1,800 people. Did nobody decide to run for political office the next year in Granby?
Even if nobody ran, and even if nobody showed up to vote in the election, there are still procedures to fill those vacancies.
Yeah.
We've read news reports of elections where nobody showed up, and the school board didn't collapse itself. They didn't say, oh, well, nobody got elected to fill these three vacancies, we got to shut it down. Nope. They said, three people filed, even though nobody voted, we're appointing these three people to the vacancy.
See, even if there were 50 Martin Heemeyers all across the United States, all going on a killdozer rampage simultaneously, that still wouldn't be enough to, you know, have any kind of impact whatsoever on the police state of America. But numbers are what ultimately matters. Whether you're planning a violent revolution, which I don't recommend, but whether it's a violent revolution or a nonviolent civil disobedience or trying to win an election or, you know, not standing up at a city council meeting, numbers are what are your greatest protection and your number one factor to whether or not whatever it is you're trying to do will be a success. So that's why I think that people who love the ideas of liberty really need to start planning to move to New Hampshire, where they can be around other like-minded folks who are willing to actually do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We actually have Jason on the line, who was the individual who was provided the video that we started the show with tonight. We played audio of a town mayor there in where you live in Missouri. What was the town again, Jason?
Forsyth, Missouri.
Forsyth, that's what it was. So you were in Forsyth, Missouri at the city council meeting. You stayed seated during the invocation. They had some sort of priest read some kind of prayer. And then after that, there was the larger prayer of praying to the flag. And you stayed seated during that. Afterwards, the mayor basically harangued you for about 2 minutes straight in front of the room, ultimately telling you to get lost and never come back, and that you weren't welcome in the entire town of Forsyth, Missouri. So can you stick with us and talk a little bit more about that? I presume you can, since you called in.
I suppose
so. All right, Jason, hang on. We'll bring you right back. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Join us on the radio waves. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Vincent.
And Daryl.
We've got, I don't know what's going on with that microphone. I heard a little cutout there. I don't know if, did you guys hear that too?
Yeah, I did. I heard that.
Okay. We'll keep an ear out for that. We, in the very beginning of the show, played a disturbing audio clip from Forsyth, Missouri, city council meeting. Is being begun. They're going through a prayer. We skipped that part. We then played a very small portion at the very end of the Pledge of Allegiance, because after that, the council meeting does not actually start. The mayor takes the front of the room, stands up, and addresses the crowd, of which is full of, as he discovers, a bunch of military veterans. He asks how many people were veterans of the military. A bunch of people raised their hand. He then talks about how they, you know, gave their lives, blah, blah, blah. And then he basically singles out, without actually singling out, Jason, who is in the audience. He's a listener of Free Talk Live. And
he did it in kind of a passive-aggressive, you know who you are,
right,
kind of way.
Like a school teacher, yeah.
Anybody that didn't stand up.
And, right, and he was the only one who didn't.
Whether it's here in this room or somewhere else.
Correct.
Don't you ever come back here. We don't want you in the city of Forsyth.
That's correct. He said, you need to leave, basically. Get out of here. Don't ever come back. And Jason, you actually called in tonight. You're on Skype. Thank you for calling into the show here. What are your thoughts, and you know, what else should we have talked about with your video that we didn't cover?
Well, the very important part that you didn't cover is actually the backstory. The reason why I've been doing it is because back in June, I went there, to participate in their bidding process, and they were very corrupt. And I found evidence to prove that they were real shady on a bid to buy a server. And I wrote them a letter. Actually, I built them a website. I tried to smooth things over, so I built them a website. It's foresight.city. And basically, they sent it back to me and snubbed me off. And I wrote them a letter saying that I was going to make the website civilian oversight because they really just didn't want anybody to know what was going on with their meetings. And so I was sitting in protest because his council room is corrupt.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I mean, that's not uncommon. Most city councilors will wield power and influence in ways that will benefit them and, you know, benefit their friends and punish their enemies. But, you know, to me, the reason why you stayed seated is kind of irrelevant. The fact is, you know, you should be able to stay seated for whatever reason you darn well please without having some mayor single you out at the front of the room. And basically, he didn't quite threaten you, but he basically told you you're not welcome in town. It was the equivalent of, we don't want you ends around here. From the South back in the, you know, the 60s.
But basically, in that room, I don't have a voice. If I get vocal, as you've seen on TV, they will arrest you. So the only voice I have is to sit. And he knew my complaint. And so what he's trying to do is take my one remaining complaint away and take my voice away from me. So it isn't like, you know, I just showed up and was being confrontational from the get-go. In fact, the first time I attended, I actually participated in their prayer. I'm not religious. I did do the Pledge of Allegiance because I normally don't make a habit of every day being a statement. And
being a what?
I waited an hour to talk to the council about the server and what I had learned. Preparing to bid on the server. And instead of giving me a fair shake, they just kind of snubbed me off, took all the time to talk about how I was late to a bidding process that they never even had. And,
who'd they end up doing the job to?
Basically their friend that, you know,
surprise. So now you've taken
and I understand.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, that's nepotism for you.
But that's what I'm saying. I was doing this way before Kaepernicky, but he decided
who's
to Kaepernicky? Basically...
he's talking about
Kaepernick. Who's the football guy?
Oh, Kaepernick. Gotcha.
Kaepernick. Okay, my bad. I don't really follow sports.
That's all right.
So
I thought you were giving the mayor's name.
No, his name is... Eddie Coleman, something like that.
So, and now, is your plan to go back? Are you going to go back to the next council meeting? Because they're only once a month, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, as long as I'm in this area and able, I'm going to record every single one of their council.
Oh, is that your recording that wasn't even like the official council recording?
No, I've been performing a civil service recording every council hall meeting. And
wow.
That's part of the reason why he really wants me gone is you don't ever want recording. It's like the police, they just spontaneously sometimes always go after you.
Yeah, they don't want to have the, you know, the light of day shown upon their activities. Like, you know, like any cockroach who would scurry from the light. That's basically what's going on there. Kudos to you, Jason, for doing this. I'm looking here at the details about Forsyth. It is a small town, population 2,300. As of 2013, so not a very big place. How many people are on the town council there?
There's four, but the most important thing is all five of them, every single one of them, ran completely 100% unopposed.
Of course they did.
Yes, the good old boys network is alive and well in any town, USA. Now, my question is, do you have any friends who will attend with you, or are you just doing this all alone?
I'm pretty much on my own.
Yeah. See, that's one of the saddest parts about this is, you know, seeing somebody make a stand, or in this case, having a seat, but you know, standing up for what they believe on their own and essentially facing down a town, you know, the aggression of a town government on their own. If they really decide they don't like you, they can all of a sudden, you know, have the police pull you over outside when you're going home, and then, you know, plant drugs on you. I mean, they could do all kinds of things to you if that's what they decide they want to do. And you've got nobody there to back you up, nobody there to witness it. It's just I appreciate it when activists do this kind of stuff, because this is, it's great content. I mean, people can learn from this, no doubt about it. But I hate to see somebody go down in flames just because of the fact that they're all by themselves. Like, if you were to come,
well,
if you were to go to a city council meeting in New Hampshire, you know, Manchester, Portsmouth, Keene, the Upper Valley, I mean, various different areas, there's activists who, if you ask them to, likely would attend with you. And, you know, I wonder what this mayor would have done if the entire front row of people at that meeting was full of people who stayed seated. Would he have still gone ahead and harangued everybody there?
So I've got a couple questions for you, Jason. When is the next city council election? And do you know what the burden is for getting on the ballot?
They just had it, so I think it's every 2 years, but don't quote me on that. And to get on the ballot, I have no idea, to be honest.
Because I know a lot of places, you know, municipal elections are nonpartisan, so everybody just pays a couple dollars to wind up getting on. If it is, you know, a thing where it's just a few bucks, and you don't feel like paying the $5 filing fee or something less than 20 bucks, let me know. I'll give you the money so that you can run.
And I really do appreciate that, but I am rapidly approaching the decision that perhaps Missouri is not the state I should be setting up roots in. So
I can't blame you on that.
Well, I hope that you can make it out to New Hampshire, because, as you know, there are countless libertarians here. I've got, you know, we've got more libertarians on this street corner than I had coming to attend libertarian meetings in Sarasota, Florida, which is a place that has more than 10 times the population of where I currently live. So, I mean, the numbers make all the difference in the world. And I can tell you that I have sat through the Pledge of Allegiance at numerous city council meetings here in Keene, New Hampshire, and no one has ever said word one to me about that. Frequently, the only attendees of a council meeting here...
They can't.
What's that?
They cannot. If you Google the Supreme Court case where they tried to make school children that were Mormon...
West
stand
Virginia.
And salute the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, West Virginia State Board of Education v. Barnett was actually dealing with some students that were Jehovah's Witnesses. Very good decision.
Have you contacted the ACLU, Jason?
I have.
Did they get back to you yet?
It was just this morning.
All right, let us know what
night,
happens
so.
As this develops, because I think you may have a case. I'm not sure about that. I'd be interested to hear what they tell you. Thanks for the call tonight. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.